Hello, everyone, and welcome to VCTV. I'm your host, Valerie, and here I'll be giving a quick review and recommending some shows and movies for you. Today, I'll be recommending a comedy, a drama, and an action show. First on the list, we have Letterkenny, which is on Hulu. This is it's a great comedy show. It's one of my favorites. This is about everyday lives of people in this small rural town in Canada called Letterkenny. The show is just a wee bit crude on the crude side, but it is absolutely hilarious. I've actually recommended this show a few times to some other friends of mine and work colleagues, and they've all seemed to really enjoy it. They have various characters on there that are great. One of my favorites is a character named Glenn. He's a youth pastor who, because of his mannerisms and the overly sexually suggestive tones of his youth sermons, because he's a youth pastor, it does allude to the fact that Glenn is gay, but he never really ever comes out and says that he is and that he isn't. And it just works its way into just some very hilarious interactions with him. The other character on this show that I love is Gail. She's the owner of the local bar where everybody drinks. And once again, she is a bit wildly inappropriate, but it's just downright out hilarious. Especially since both of these characters have a crush on the main character, Wayne, which just about all the women in this town has some form of crush on Wayne. So it is great. It's absolutely a wonderful show. Like I said, all the characters are great. Another reason why I think the show was actually did really well on Hulu, was very popular when it was on. The last season aired in 2023, and now the show is done. It does have a spinoff called Shorzy, but I think the other reason why this show was so popular is because of the characters. They had these way of saying things, their phrasing of things. Like when somebody was taking a little long to get to the point or get to the end of their story, kind of like me right now, they would say, pitter patter, let's get at her. Like, hey, let's get started, or hurry up and stop wasting time. Another they had that I like was, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. Then there is, if you can be one thing, you should be efficient. And I was like, that's so true. Yeah. If you can be one thing, you should be efficient. And another one was my favorite, even though you could just say it's not my problem, but I love it because they came up with and would say, not my pig, not my farm. So, like I said, it's an adorably funny show. And a few people that I've, like I said, I've already recommended this show too. They said the reason why they like it, not only because, yes, it is very funny, but because this show was on for 12 seasons. And I know that sounds like a lot. But for each season, there's like 6 to 7 episodes, and the episodes are all less than like 30 minutes. So my friends all really like that. And I had a couple people say they love it because they can binge the show but be doing other things as they're still listening to all the jokes and things, what's going on to the television. But it's a good filler in the background that they have. And one person told me they enjoy it. Because at the end of the day, they can just wind down, turn off their brain, and like right before they go to bed, they would end up watching like 2 or 3 episodes of the show. And they were like, it just fits in perfectly, and they loved it. So that is one of for a comedy. If you're looking for a comedy, Letterkenny on Hulu is definitely one of my choices. Now, for my drama choice is a show called Queen Sugar. And I do believe this is, once again, is on Hulu and I do believe on Disney Plus. I like the show. It's a great human interest story about three strange siblings, the Borderlawn family, where these siblings are brought together, brought back together because of the passing of their father, and trying to save his sugarcane farm. Now, I know that probably that storyline doesn't sound new, not original, but even though it's kind of the same story that we've seen or heard before, when you have a studio, when they put it together nicely with a great cast and great writing, it's nice. And even though I'm not always that big on dramas, I really did enjoy this show. What drew me to it in the first place was I recognized one of the actresses in the show who I did like, and that was Rutina Wesley. Know her from True Blood, which is what drew me in. But then once I got drawn in because of that, the story itself, the show itself altogether just kept me there. Kofi Cerebo is also in this, who plays the younger brother, Ralph Angel Bordelon. And if you recognize that name, you also probably remember that he was in the movie Girls Trip. And we know about the scene that he was in. Thank you. Great. So funny movie. But this is a really good show about, like I said, a good human interest story. So if you're looking for a nice and easy drama, not heavy, and it goes down smoothly, this is your show. And now that I've said that out loud, I am now in the mood for a Woodruff Reserve old fashioned. Something not heavy and goes down smoothly and goes with everything. Queen Sugar. My third recommendation is the action show on Netflix. It's an action period piece, Vikings Valhalla. Yay! I love period pieces, and especially when it comes to Vikings, gladiators, things like that. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And this is no different. I love this show, Vikings Barbarians, like I said. And besides, who wouldn't be into wanting to watch a movie or show with a bunch of handsome, well-fit men running around wielding swords and axes? Yes, please. Yay. This is the sequel to the original Viking show that came out on History Channel. But of course, now you can see Vikings on Netflix, Hulu, and I think it's also on Amazon. So, like I said, this story is now taking place 100 years after the show Vikings, and it is following three Viking explorers who they did find did exist. And I do believe that was Harald Sigurdsson, Leif Erikson, and his sister, Freydis Eriksdotter. So that's another part of the show, reason why I like that it is based on people who did exist way back then. Like I said earlier, I love period pieces, and especially when they're filmed in different studios, I mean, outside of the United States. It's always great because I love to see actors and actresses that I haven't seen before or have not been introduced to. Also to see if I maybe recognize them from something else. And in this show, as I go back and I started rewatching Vikings Valhalla, I recognized one of the actors. He plays the character, I believe it's Olaf Hedersen, played by, and I'm not going to try to pronounce his whole name, and I hope I get the first name right. I think it's Jonas. I pray that I did that right. But like I said, he plays Olaf Hedersen. And I just realized I was recognizing his face because I was like, where have I seen him before? He is just shown up in the new show on Peacock called Those About to Die. And then I saw that he's also was in Game of Thrones, Infinite, The Good Liar, Bloodshot, and Atomic Blonde. This man has been busy, and I hope he keeps on being a busy. So I love that. That is always really great when I recognize somebody from other things too. So it's funny because one of my best friends happens to be a descendant of Vikings. She is from Denmark. And all the years that we have been friends, she has never once expressed an interest or, you know, suggested that we go pillaging for anything. I think the only thing she's ever called me up or texted me about is to go shoe shopping. Is that the new pillaging? Is that what Vikings do now? Instead of actual pillaging, they just shop for shoes, which I'm down with. I'm good with that. I'm going to go shoe shopping. Yeah, that sounds great. We can do that. So if you're looking for something with a little extra kick, like a nice strong mead, then please, please check out the show. It's one of my favorites for sure. Hey. So that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed that and that you will maybe give the